Blog Talk Radio.
Lance, we had such a good time the other night that I brought some of that over onto this show or whatever. So we'll talk about that in just a second. But for the people listening to us, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can go to UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the latest information and get tickets if you want to buy tickets and stuff like that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. No Sonya today. She's got stuff going on or whatever, but I got Lance with me. And I, you know, sometimes I feel bad for Lance because he's, you know, before we go on the air, that's what I usually say, Lance, give me a call about 2 minutes before we get on the air. Cause God forbid you come on 5 minutes or so, you're going to be listening to an earful. So that's what we were talking about, before we got on the air. So real quick, before we get into it or whatever, Lance, how are you, my man? I mean, I actually had fun last Tuesday because it was just Rudo Ram wasn't able to make the podcast over there, so they had me sit in with you guys or whatever, and I just had fun, dude. But don't you think that's what it's all about, bro? We should just be having fun.
Oh yeah, we should totally. This whole platform, this whole environment is all about having fun, but also about being a business. You know, if it wasn't about business, I'd hang up right now and say, oh, I can't make it to the show today. But yeah. I guess some people can do that and some people can't.
You know, and we talk about this a lot. We do. I mean, everybody has lives. And Lance, you know, man, wrestling don't pay the bills. You know, we all got other jobs and stuff like that. And the only reason we do it is because we love the business and we want to see the business prosper and stuff like that. So we'll get into that a little bit before we continue on here. But I got to get this out there for the people listening. Don't forget, huge show coming up. It's Sunday, August 27th, so it's not this Sunday, but next Sunday. It's called UWC Presents Step Up. We got the world title match with Drew Masters against Moyzilla. We got the bull rope match with Guyam against Tony Reyes. You know, AJ Mano's gonna take on Guerrero Nuclear for the number one contender for the world championship. It's just so much going on. And of course, we're going to have Loverboy Leo and Von Richter. Is it Richter on the show with us today? Manny's always going out there trying to, you know, bring something different to the table. You know, so that people just like, there's a base of SoCal wrestlers, and you know, you want to mix them up and stuff. But he said, hey man, you know, I've been talking to Juicy for now, and you know, he's got these guys. He says they're really good. Let's go ahead and bring them down so we can see what they look like, mix it up a little bit. So Loverboy Leo is going to come on about the 7:15 mark. Talk to him a little bit about that training. I'm pretty sure they come from Knox Pro. And now I know there's a Knox Pro that's in the valley somewhere. And then of course there's one up north or whatever. So we'll get that information from Loverboy Leo, and then in about the 7:45 mark, we'll have Von Richter come in and talk a little bit about, because they're going to wrestle each other. You know what I mean? We're going to see. And it's a long story. It's like, well, we're going to put him with us. And I'm like, well, you know, I haven't seen this guy work before. And, you know, what are we going to do? And they said, Juicy said, hey, man, these guys are good enough that they can work with each other, and they're going to put on a show. So, okay, let's do it. So that's what we're going to do. So we'll have those guys coming up pretty soon, and then we'll go a little bit more to the show and talk to them about that. And maybe Von Richter will sit in for the news just so we can go over a couple of things or whatever. But anyways, Lance, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know about you, Lance, and I'll pose this question to you afterwards. When my thing in the whole world of pro wrestling is for people to take it serious, okay? That's what I want to talk to you about in the news today. First of all, let me just say this. AEW, you absolutely suck. And I'm saying that right now because I've said that before. You know what? Let's give them this, Lance. So I brought this over from Tuesday. This is for AEW. Dude, it's turned into a circus. There was literally four matches in a two-hour show. You know, the Young Bucks and them delivered, but it's just so silly. MJF, and then went to Outback Steakhouse. It just was so stupid. So I would like to bring some sort of professional. I know you got to have the vignettes and all that stuff, but some sort of – that's why I like New Japan so much. It's just so silly. So, you know, when we have shows like this, podcasts and stuff like that, yeah, I know we got to, you know, do a little bit of, like you said, business and stuff like that, but I just want the people to know the backstory. What you, nobody knows more than Lance. He had to go through the table and almost was crippled. I thought he was dead. I was going to start picking out a wheelchair for him and all that. So that's my – whole reason why I do this. So and what about yourself? Is it, I know you love the business, but is it to let these people know exactly what it takes and try to be a little bit more professional? Because one thing I always want to say, oh, that fake wrestling or whatever, right?
Yeah, so let me just start off by saying, like, this is a passion thing. You're right. Nobody gets paid hundreds of thousands of million dollars to be here on the indie scene, whether it's reporting live, going to meet in Vinos, whether that's going to make public appearances to meet fans. You know,
right.
Like you said, some people come all the way from San Diego just to come to Southern California. And the same with the people coming from Knox Pro coming all the way to Southern California. It's all to come and make an impact. It's all to try. And there's a lot of people that do not try. And it's very troubling for me. It's very hard
right.
for me to understand because, you know, the first thing everyone wants to say is, I'm not a pro wrestler. I'm not in the business. Even though I spent the last 5 years doing everything from picking up gear, taking photography, announcing names, doing commentary, doing podcasts. But, you know, some people say that's not enough, so I turn around and ask the question, what are the wrestlers doing for me? Because it's got to
right.
be more than 10 minutes in the ring, baby.
Right. And we go through that constantly. And it's funny because at the meeting, unfortunately, Lance wasn't able to make the meeting, but we kind of got everything out there. And I'm telling him, hey, bro, I get it. You know, you got to change with the times. And you know, there's YouTube out there, so go watch my videos, blah, 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 whatever. But, you know, a lot of these wrestlers come up and go, I want this, and I want this, and I want this. And I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? You know, and when I was talking to Pete Jr., I go, dude, I would have, in my wildest dreams, I would have never approached your dad who trained me and said, he said, okay, well, we're going to do a show at Belvedere Park or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, I need this and I need that. I go, he would kick my ass. He would give me an ass beating and then throw me right out. Throw me right and care less about the business and the money and it. Goodbye. And throw you right out. You know, but these guys come up and go, well, I got to have this. And they don't even show. Dude, we asked for what? 15 minutes out of your day to come down to a live broadcast or even call in here or whatever. And it just doesn't happen, bro. I mean, am I just a fossil or angry old man or do you see that turn yourself?
We're either both angry old fossils or we're both very upset by the lack of work ethic that's presented by all the people in this business, at least in the surrounding circles that we're in, fortunately, because, yeah, it really isn't too much to pick up the telephone, voice your opinions.
Right.
It's not even that much to copy the link, share the status, and let everybody know that we're live tonight on Pirate Radio. But, you know, that's just – it's like I said, either we're both crazy or we're both very, like, work hard driven. Like, I don't take days off of this podcast for
right.
just because. Because if that was the case, I would have hung up on you right now and I'd be like, oh, yeah, Fabio, I forgot. I have something.
Yeah, hammer.
No, wrestling is important
yeah.
to me. Wrestling is important
yeah.
to me. Sending the people information is important to me. And I just don't know when people are going to pick up the slack. And I'll say that live on Pirate Radio.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, too. You know, I did Sergio and I, my partner from back in the day, when we first started, he's the one who got me into this, and we started doing MMA. It was completely different. We had a studio out there, and it was right off of Sunset in Hobart in Hollywood. And Henner and Holla Gracie drove all the way from Torrance to come and do the show because they wanted to get their product out there. And then Eddie Bravo and Frank Trigg, these are guys who were fighting in the UFC at the time, would come and say, dude, I just want to get my thing out there and I want to plug my sponsors. And they were hungry, bro. And they drove to Hollywood in the traffic to come and do it. And then they liked the radio show. So they came back a couple of times and I'm like, see, that's what it's all about. That's how we met Tap Out. Tap Out locked our stuff. And, you know, they're like, bro, we're hung. And it's funny because if you look on my social media, there's a picture of myself and Sergio with the Tap Out crew. And it was the second time they came. Because he said, hey, man, I really like your show. We want to come back on and plug this again. Then he pulled us to the side and said, hey, you know, I think you got something here. Let's do something. So that picture that we took, he put in his office. And when we first went down, they had one little warehouse in the little building thing. They had like about four of them on there. And then after about two and a half years, they owned that whole complex. You know, they owned all the warehouses and everything. Big, huge office. So when we went to go pick up some gear, Charles, the owner, he said, hey, come on in. My office, he blew that picture up and put it up over his desk. You know, in that, and I said, dude, I go, what's up with the picture? I go, that was a long time ago. He goes, you know what, dude? I blew that picture up and I put it up there because that's when we were all struggling to get where we wanted to get. He goes, and now we're here. He goes, so that reminds me, this is what we came from or whatever. And I'm like, see, that's what I'm talking about. You know, we all struggled to get there. So, I mean, I don't know about you, Lance, but I don't really know too many of these guys that are actually there. I mean, like Vito's moved on to get some good matches like in AAA and The Crash. Dudes like Jack Cartwheel or whatever, they really started to progress or whatever. But, I mean, I don't think anybody's beyond coming and cutting some promos or getting on the podcast, right?
Oh, yeah, and I think that's the problem, you know, unless you guarantee these wrestlers, oh, hey, there's a Triple H or a Triple H spot. Or, oh, hey, guys, Juicy's going to be on here. Why don't you throw something on as well? People aren't really excited to match that energy. People aren't really there to promote because they, I don't know, they just don't think that this is going to blow up. And one day when this does blow up, I'm going to be looking down at all the people that didn't look at me and give me the moment when I said, hey, can you call in? Hey, can you cut a promo? It's embarrassing. I'm sorry to say, but it's embarrassing to go into a group chat full of grown men and saying, hey, we need a promo. It's been 2 months. It's been 3 months. Hey, we need a promo. The show is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everyone can read it. Everyone can get their thumbs up, and everyone's going to demand their money in hand tomorrow. But what's the disconnect? What am I missing here? Do I not have the Vince McMahon face on or something?
Yeah.
So,
and
I think there's just a whole revamp needs to go down.
And, dude, Manny and I go back and forth because I'll make a deal with you on some tickets. And I'll say, look, man, I'll sell you, you know, we'll say 2 for 1. Or if you buy 4 tickets, I'll give you 1 free or whatever. Just something like that to get that place packed. Because what it is, we have sponsors and we have potential sponsors. And they come in and they see that place packed. They're going to go, dude, I want to be a part of this. And okay, this, we got a sponsor package for you, dude. You know, if you jump on board, you get this, you get that. That generates money. And then we can pay these guys, you know, what they're asking for, or what we want to pay them or whatever. You know, they just don't understand how it works behind the scenes. That's why we have this forum, you know, to try to get it out there so that people can understand why, you know, we do what we do. So we'll divulge a little more on that. Plus, I want to get to the news later on. We'll bring in Von Richter with us and get his thoughts on how horrible these things. Maybe I'm wrong, dude. I mean, I like to see wrestling. I don't like to see two knuckleheads going to Outback Steakhouse and stuff like that. It makes no damn sense. But anyways, let's take a break. Let me get Loverboy Leo in here. We'll talk a little bit about the big show coming up, and we'll be right back after this. Hang on, everybody.
Soundstripe. Photo is your local camera store no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memories. Paul Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Don't ask me why, but I think that's the funniest thing ever, so I had to put it on. But real quick, for the people listening to us, you're here, you're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the latest information. Of course, I got Lance Fair with me, but on the line with us right now, Loverboy Leo himself. Loverboy Leo, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, man. I'm feeling very cute, very beautiful. Lovely to see the game in NorCal. You guys just don't know. You're based out of SoCal, right? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Pleasure to be on the show, man. Thank you very much.
For sure. Real quick, I know you're not too familiar with the show. We usually do, it's myself and Lance and Sonia, but Sonia's not here today. So Lance, I call him Lance Bully because he's Lance Bully from the Bully Zone back in the day, and he used to sit in and help me a lot, because a lot of times when I interview these wrestlers, and, you know, when I was wrestling full-time and we'd be going back and forth, so I'd say, you know what, I'm not going to be there. I'll go to Starbucks while this person's on. So, Lance, you handle it. Lance Bully from Bully Zone is here with us. Say hi to Loverboy Leo real quick.
What's going on, Loverboy Leo? Looks like you got the best-looking guy up north and the best talker and sat down talk getting together. It's going to be a great episode. Hope you're able to find us well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. Absolutely. The pleasure's all yours.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about the show for the people listening to us. Big show coming up. It's going to be Sunday, August 27th. Doors open at 2:30. First matches at 3. It's at the Metroflex Sports Complex. I call it the Sports Complex because they do so much over there. It's not just a gym. They got a bunch of stuff going on over there. And Loverboy Leo is going to be taking on Von Richter. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But I want to talk to him before we get into the matches, and coming from up north to come and show the people in SoCal, you know, their skills and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't know if you're listening to the show before, and I'm pretty sure you're not too familiar with the show, but, you know, Lance and I have been working for UWC for quite some time now, and they're on a little bit of a different level. When I say that, I mean because it's not just wrestling. And Manny and I, who is the owner and the proprietor, we go back and forth because, you know, he has the pyro and he has all this, you know, taco trucks. And then, like, for this show, he's got pony rides for the kids, and it's all this stuff, you know. And I'm like, Manny, dude, you don't be dropping all that money on that. Let's bring Bandito from Tijuana or something like that. And he's like, dude, I want to put on a show. Everybody has kids. I want everybody's taken care of, and it's a whole family affair and stuff like that or whatever. Now, do you kind of agree with that, my friend, or do you think, hey, man, I'm a hardcore wrestler. I'm coming to wrestle. I just want people to see me wrestle.
Well, the first thing that I'm going to say is, don't you think Bandito would like pony rides and food vendors out there? You
know, it makes
you
sense.
Don't think él quiere unos tacos aquí? I know he's from Mexico, but hey, man, we got some stuff over here too. But you know what? For family-friendly shows, if you are a promoter and you plan to you know, go out, do the whole shebang, so you have the vendors there, you got the pony rides there, maybe you even got like little games that the little kids can go and enjoy in between matches, that's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Me as a performer, I know I love to have all eyes on me at all times, or else I'm going to go bad on all of you guys. So,
yeah.
You know, if you're getting distracted by Cornhole or Plinko, or maybe little Seabreeze Biscuit Jr. is taking a pony stroll with a bunch of these kids, it's taken away from me. You know what I mean? And I am the main attraction around here. So how do I feel about it? You know, Go ahead.
No, you know, it's funny that he said that when he was talking about that, about, you know, I'm the main attraction, you know, so I want to make sure I shine and my wrestling speaks for itself or whatever. But I know you're not too familiar with me or whatever, but I've been around for a long time. Believe me, I'm old. We'll just put it out there. But when I was, you know, working for World Power Wrestling out here in SoCal, like we were talking about bringing people, you know, Martin brought down Dos Caras Sr., not Dos Caras Jr., Lismark, and he brought Tinieblas, and he brought Fuerza Guerrera and Blue Panther. So we did – I remember we did Santa Barbara, and we did all these – but the last Sunday of the tour we did in Anaheim at the Marketplace. So Tinieblas Jr. wrestled. I can't remember who he wrestled or whatever, so he was done with the show and all that. So the main event was Blue Panther and Fuerza Guerrera against Lismark and Dos Caras. So they went out there and they were doing their thing. Well, Tinieblas decided to come out from the dressing room. I don't know if he's going to the bathroom or whatever, but all the kids ran up to him while the match was going on. And Fuerza and Blue Panther came out and gave him a beating. I mean, I was scared, like a real beating. They punched him hard in the face. His mask was turned sideways, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? You know, so I was like, what's happening? And after it was over, Blue Panther told me, he goes, no, you don't do that. You don't come out and take away from our match. He's a young kid. He doesn't understand that. So we, you know, we had to do that to him or whatever. So when he was saying that, I was not that he's going to come out and do that, but it's true what he says, man. You don't disrespect somebody and have something else going on while you're wrestling. So that's what I'm talking about. But, you know, not only that, Loverboy Leo, who will be wrestling on this show that's coming up on Sunday, August 27th, Lance and I, I've been working for UWC for Lance, not as long as I have, but, you know, I don't know about you guys up north, but we have the hardest time. I mean, look, as soon as we said, hey, bro, we got to get Loverboy Leo on here, you know, so he can promote the show. The people from SoCal aren't familiar with him, so it's going to give him a chance to come on and talk about, you know, training. You guys train at Knox Pro, right?
Not at Knox Pro. We're up in NorCal. We actually train at Oasis Pro Wrestling here in Berkeley, California.
Oasis Pro. And is that where Juicy Finau and them train out there, too? Is that where – because he's the one who's totally high on you guys. You guys got to bring these guys down.
The South Pacific Savages, man. Juicy Finau, Journey Fatu, the Samoan Werewolf, Jacob Fatu. They all train at Oasis. They're coaches at Oasis, actually. So believe it or not, those big Polynesian guys, they're out here training me. Unfortunately, they're training that DeBroni Von Richter as well. I don't know why he's getting the work from them. But you know what? The wrestling's for everybody, and I guess we got to just get used to the way it is.
Real quick, this is, you know, Loverboy Leo's on here, and just like he said, he's training out there. And let me tell you something, when you train with the Samoanos like that out there, that's some training. I got stories for that too. But, you know, when I said, hey, man, let's get you guys on the podcast, you're like, absolutely, dude, let me know the time. And, you know, a lot of people are training at this time, but, dude, I'll take some time out to make sure and promote this show, let the people from SoCal know that I'm going to be, you know, coming from NorCal, so come and check me out. But Lance and I have the hardest time getting these guys to just come out, because we do a lot of live shows. We'll do a live broadcast from, you know, the venue, or from, we did something at Meet and Vino and stuff like, and these guys just don't come out and promote. So give me your thoughts on that, bro. I mean, you as an up-and-coming wrestler, you want as many people to know about you as possible, right?
I do. I always do. And every, you know, I've already been to SoCal a couple times. You know, I've wrestled for Venue Wrestling Entertainment. What was the other promotion I did? VXS was where Victor was at, or Von Richter, I think was his name. There was several other promotions that we've done out there. And you know what, like, I'm not going to lie, after I, you know, put on the show of a lifetime for all those poor little fans out there in SoCal, a lot of them follow me on Instagram. So I believe in having like a solid social media presence. I'm always trying to get my name out there. The more people that know me, the more bookings I can get, the more shows I can put on for these people, because they pay tickets and to see the other wrestlers. But for me as well. You know, they need to get to know me. They need to know what beautiful looks like. They need to know what love feels like. And when I show them, they start wanting more and more and more. So, yeah, it's important for a wrestler to always try to get their name out there. You got to sell your merch. You got to sell your pictures, man. You got to sell your personality, our bodies, ourselves. We're the marketing in this business. That's how we market. We're independent contractors.
Yeah. So and, you know, when you talk about that, and you talk about Jacob Fatu, or whatever, there's a guy out here that runs What's the one that the Almighty Sheik runs, Lance? The one that he runs down at the Longshoremen's Hall.
Oh boy, you got me on a.
Is it PCW?
Pacific Wrestling.
Pacific Wrestling. You know, he had a show out there, and he was, you know, coming up, you know, really trying to build his company, and he came on one of the other podcasts that I do, and he's like, bro, I don't care. Okay, let's put it this way: if 100 people listen to your show, and 4 people buy tickets, you know, that's 4 tickets that I didn't have. He said, so I gotta get out there as much as I can or whatever. And he sold me. He's like, I'm like, yeah, this guy's hungry and he knows what he's talking about. So I ended up going to check out his show, and it was Jacob Fatu against Eddie Kingston, and it was slamming. I mean, and then I was like, dude, I gotta come back and check out the next one. And he mixed it up, and he really, really took the time to put the stuff out there and get it out there. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about guys like Loverboy Leo. So for the people listening to us here at the United Wrestling Council, don't forget you can check out UWC Presents Step Up. It's Sunday, August 27th. Doors open at 2:30. First match is at 3 p.m. It's at the Metroflex Sports Complex where we do all our shows and all that. They got a ton of stuff going on. They got, of course, great wrestling, live music. They got the pyro. They got, you know, taco trucks. We got pony rides for this show. It's huge. It's huge. And now we got these two guys coming from up north to come and show what they're all about. So this is what I'm talking about. These guys are hungry. They want to come on and put on a show. And I don't want to speak for Loverboy Leo, but I think when you come down here, you want to put on a show. So say, hey, man, this guy's got something here. If he comes back, I definitely got to come back and check him out again, right?
Absolutely. You bet your sweet little bottom. Absolutely. You got to come check me out. Even if you're riding on those ponies, pay attention because you're going to see what good wrestling looks like.
I got to take a quick break to reset real quick. Can you hang on for just one more minute? A couple more things I want to shoot at you real quick. Hang on, everybody.
Sounds drive.
I just had to do a quick reset right there for the people listening. You're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the latest information. And I'm on talk. Got my boy Lance here with me. No Sonya today. And I got Loverboy Leo on the line with us. Big match coming up. He's going to be taking on Von Richter Sunday at the big UWC Presents Step Up. Doors open at 2:30. First match is going to be at 3. Make sure you're there to check it out because we talk about hungry. This is what I'm talking about. The people I don't want to pull the curtain back too much, and the people don't, you know, really understand what it takes to put on a show. But, you know, I put Manny on a budget, you know, and I had him on a budget. He says, look, man, these guys are hungry. They want to come down from up north. They're willing to work with us or whatever. He goes, let's get them on, man. If these guys are this hungry, I want to put them on this show so they can do some damage and really show the people what it's all about. So Loverboy Leo is going to be taking on Von Richter. So real quick. I know, how long have you been in the business now that, you know, doing shows and coming out here for like VWE and stuff like that?
You know, I started training in the sport of professional wrestling back in July of 2021. I made my debut here in NorCal May last year. So I've been working as a professional wrestler, you know, a little bit over a year, about 15 months. I first went down to SoCal last year in December to perform at Knox Pro.
Yes.
They had a student showcase, and that was really fun. I was in their turmoil, trouble, Doyle's trouble, whatever it was called, but it was like a battle royal gimmick. I went in there. I was beating up some jabronis, had a couple DDTs, and all of a sudden the next entrant just decided to ambush me, and he threw me over the top, spoiled my whole debut over there, man. I really wanted to look very, very impressive in front of Rikishi, but if it wasn't in the cards for me, then chale, you know, just got to keep getting back at it. Because I like that you said I'm hungry. I am.
Yeah.
I'm looking for more opportunity, and there's also a taco truck next to me. I might get some tacos right now.
dude, the last time, the last show that we had, you know, because we wrestled and everything, and when everything was over, we went to go hit up the taco truck, and I was like, what do you guys have left? She goes, all we have left is carnitas, and I'm like, bring it on, daddy. So, we almost sold out the whole taco truck, so it was awesome. But, you know, we're looking forward to you guys coming down here and, you know, talking about Hungary and stuff like that. So far, give me your toughest match that you've had so far.
Toughest matches that I've had so far. I can tell you right off the bat, recently it was Rancho Camacho, which I understand is one of those bozos that you guys like out there in SoCal.
The
very
was
good guy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You can look it up on YouTube. Oasis Pro presents Go Time. That was our show in July. Me and Rancho Camacho, we were actually in a lumberjack Mexican strap match. And if you guys aren't familiar with what that is, it's a regular lumberjack match. You know, we got the one-on-one. You got a bunch of other wrestlers outside. If you get tossed outside, they beat you up. The only difference here, the reason the Mexican strap is in there is because it's still a lumberjack. We still got me and Camacho in there. But if one of us got tossed to the outside, those wrestlers outside have belts that hold up your pants. And they would just whip us with them every time we got tossed outside. And I tossed him out a couple times. He got the better of me and then made me slip outside a couple times. It was intense. We walked away with a bunch of welts. You know what? Unfortunately, he did win. I'm still bitter about it. I think I might challenge him to something else. I'm not done with him. I'm not done with that sad loser.
Hey, we can make that match happen. If you go on my Facebook page right now, Favi Chulo, there's a picture because we were working for RGR Productions out there, and it was a Christmas show. And they said, hey, man, they called me and said, can you do the elf gimmick or whatever? I'm like, absolutely, man. So it's funny that you said that because that picture, I'm in the elf gimmick, and Rancho Camacho has got my right arm, and he's going up the ropes because he's going to give me the maroma or whatever from the top rope there. So it's funny that you could say that, but we can. He was partners with Drew Masters for quite some time, and Drew Masters is the UWC world champion right now. So it's all in the mix. You know what I'm saying? So it definitely, you know, remains to be seen, but I'm going to tell you my toughest match real quick. We were working in Visalia, California, and I was supposed to wrestle Rikishi. He was going to bring the Sultan gimmick out there to Visalia. And a dude named BJ Darden was the promoter. So we went to my partner, Bronx Bomber, wrestled Greg Valentine on that show. And they brought everybody, dude. They brought Yokozuna. They brought the Samoan SWAT team, but it was Tonga Kid and Samu. Were the and then it was them two against the Pitbulls from ECW, and then it was Jim Neidhart and this kid that only had two matches under his belt, which was a whole other story. But anyways, so I get to the venue and everything, and the promoter goes, hey bro, Rikishi's not gonna make it. And I'm like, okay, cool. I go, well, am I still gonna rest? He goes, yeah, he's sending his brother. I go, who's his brother? And he goes, it's Eddie Fatu. And I'm like, okay, cool. I didn't know that was his brother that ended up being Umaga back in the day. So he comes in, and dude, I'm this luchador, you know, or whatever. And he goes, hey, what's going on, man? What's going on? And super nice guy. Okay. But we get out there, you know, and we start wrestling. And I mean, the strength of this dude, I don't want to say, well, I should go ahead and say scared. I was scared. So anyways, he throws me outside, and he goes, all right, throw me into the, I don't want to, you know, bring the curtain back too much, but let's waste some time. So go outside. And then he gives me like just a little slam outside, and I'm looking for him. And I'm going, where the hell is he? He's pulling out a table. So he pulls out the table, and I'm going, what the hell is this guy going? I was I'm going to say about maybe 270 back then or whatever. So he lifts me up under my chin and under my armpit. And he lifts me up in the air, and he was literally holding me up under my chin with one hand, and bam, right through the table. So he's like, home. So we get there. I'm supposed to be going over. Now, I'm going to put him in. He goes, you know what? I'll put you in the clutch, and we'll take it home, whatever. I was like, okay. So he gives me the slam, so I'm waiting for the clutch, and I'm going, God dang it, where is he? I look up. He's on the third. He's going to give me that big splash. Dude, No knees, no. I mean, he splashed so hard that I could feel the ring go down, and then come all the way back up, or whatever. So,
oh yeah, you felt every board on that ring. Absolutely.
At the end of the match, I'm in the back, and I'm like, dude, and he comes walking. Hey, bro, appreciate you, man. Thank you, good match. He walked off laughing.
No choice. Like, yeah, brother, yeah, good job, man.
Yeah, it was wicked. I mean, I was like, dude, that dude was amazing. But anyways, it just, you know, there's no substitute for experience, man. You learn from everything. And I, you know, with all those guys there, I learned a lot. And everybody was really nice to me, and it was really cool. So I'm glad that we have somebody like Loverboy Leo that's going to come down. You know, these guys are hungry. And and Manny sees that when he says, hey, man, they want to bring these guys down. Let's do it, man. Anybody who's willing to come down and work and get their name out there, I know they're hungry, so I'm definitely going to put them on. So for the people listeners, make sure you check out Big Show UWC Percent Step Up. It's Sunday, August 27th. Doors open at 2:30. First match is at 3. It's the Metroflex Sports Complex. Loverboy Leo is going to take on Von Richter. It's going to be slamming, man, so make sure you check it out. Lance, any last words for Loverboy Leo before we let him get out of here?
Yeah, of course. Just first and foremost, I want to say, Mr. Loverboy, you're doing a great job. For as long as you've been in the business, you've been a lot farther than most people. I mean, in terms of willingness to travel from going up north, down south. So keep it up, man. Keep it up. That's some good stuff. And you say that Camacho won that strap match, but I saw the pictures of Camacho's body after being strapped, and I think you kind of came away the winner right there, a little worse for wear. So I'm very excited to see what you're able to do against Von Richter.
Absolutely. You, like you said, you saw the marks on him, but I was unscathed. You can see why I'm still bitter about losing that one. But you know what? I'm going to get him. Time is coming.
We can definitely run it back. We can definitely run it back.
Yeah, let me make a quick public service announcement real quick. Hang on, everybody. Manny, what's up, man? Get this guy out here. Bring him back. We'll get him, put him up against Macho Camacho and show him what's up, bro. Let's make it happen. All right, man. We're definitely going to make that happen. But for the people listening to us, Loverboy Leo, give out that social media so that people can follow you and check out all the stuff you got going on.
Right on, man. I'm on Instagram and Twitter, which is now known as X. On X, I'm LoverboyLeo_PW, and on Instagram, I'm just LoverboyLeo_. Hit that lovely follow button. I love to interact with my fans, man. Anyone that appreciates me, y'all interact with my stories. I love to reply back to y'all.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we definitely be making sure we look out for Loverboy Leo. All right, my man, I appreciate you coming on, man. It means a lot to Lance and I, you know, for you to come on and take the time to get your stuff out there and go over some stuff with, especially me, because I'm an old man. So it's nice to have these guys on that are hungry, you know, and want to get that out there and show you people what they can do. So Loverboy Leo, make sure you check him out. Big show coming up Sunday, August 27th. He's going to be taking on Von Richter Sunday. Doors open at 2:30. First match is going to be 3 at the Metroflex Sports Complex. Make sure you check it out. All right, Loverboy Leo, we'll talk to you soon. All right, my man?
Right on, brother. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be right back after this, everybody. Hang on. I like to put that on because Loverboy Leo is on fire, man. He's like, let's get it going. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh yeah, really full passion. I like that guy. A little stuck up, a little snubby, but you know, so am I. So I can appreciate, you know, someone with that confidence level. He doesn't know me, he doesn't know you, and he came in here with full charisma, making sure that he is going to be the name we remember. So we'll wonder how it is with Von Richter.
Definitely. And, you know, it's good that we had him on here because then we realized that he has been out here before and he wrestled Rancho Camacho and stuff like that. So it's good to get that out here. And then, you know, maybe some of these guys from SoCal are going to be like, dude, these guys are coming from NorCal. They're doing all the, you know, all the social media and all the podcast and all that stuff to get it out there. We better step up our game, man, or else these guys are going to start, you know, taking spots. Because that's what we're talking. That's what Manny's saying. Hey, man, these guys are hungry enough. They want to come down, dude. Let's bring them. Let's do it or whatever. So it just goes to show, Lance, what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it, right?
Exactly. That's why I wanted to give him his props. You know, he says he's only been in the business about 15 months, but still, you got people that's been in the business for years and they still don't get out of their home city and they still don't put in the work. And like Loverboy Leo said, he's one of the kind of wrestlers who seems to interact with his fans. He's the one who actually cares about the social media presence. So it's pretty cool, again, to talk to some new blood reinvigorating us. Maybe we're not old callous men. Maybe that's just the area we're in. We're a product of our environment where we care a lot more than everybody else. But I digress.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to come across without sounding like a grizzled old man. You know, it's like, come on, dude, you gotta, I talked to, cause I work for a couple of different companies, and then other guys tell me, dude, you gotta step up with the times. You know, you gotta, things evolve or whatever you got. And I'm like, maybe so, maybe I'm too old for the business or whatever, because I just, dude, I work, I know you do, you know, Lance, and you know, it takes a lot. You know, I want to come home. I would like to go to the gym and just take a shower and go to bed or whatever. But you know, you can't. You got, like we just said, what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And then when guys like this come on, like Loverboy Leo, and they're hungry, then that gives me a renewed vigor. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, man, these guys are hungry. Let's get it. And then it kind of sparks you to like, yeah, man, let's get these guys a good match and get a good show so they can get their props and really start to progress in the business. Would you agree?
Yes, sir. Like I said, that's why I had to give the man his flowers, because he's here, he's doing the damn thing. And, you know, it reinvigorates you, like you said. We got people who actually care about the business. They care about pushing the product, like he said multiple times. He didn't just say it one time just to say it and get out of the way. He said it multiple times. Putting yourself over is the key to this business, because he is an independent worker. He's an independent contractor. And he really is showing his stuff. Like you said, he's got to be there to sell the merch. He made it clear to us that he's the eye of the show. So when his match is on, it already put in my head, like, I'm not going to be looking at the pony rides. I'm not going to be trying to go to line for the restroom. I'm not going to be trying to get food. Because Loverboy Leo made it a point that when he's in the ring, he's the star and it's his moment. So for someone who hasn't seen his work yet, in person at least, that right there already sells me that, oh, man, I got to make sure I watch his match. I got to make sure I'm there for that, because I'm going to miss something special if I don't.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, that they really, you know, have the passion to come out here and do the thing or whatever. But real quick for the people listening, don't forget, big show coming up. It's going to be Sunday, August 27th, which is not this Sunday, but next Sunday. Doors open at 2:30, first matches at 3. It's United Wrestling Council presents Step Up. And we just got finished talking to Loverboy Leo, but on the line with us right now, the man himself, Von Richter, who he's going to be taking on at this show. Hey, real quick, Von, I know you're not too familiar with the show. Usually Sonya's here with us, but she's not today. I got my man Lance Bully from – he's not really from – are you still with Bully Zone, Lance, or is that a thing of the past?
Bully's on the transition from a faction to an online presence at this point.
Okay, perfect. But that's why I call him Lance Bully, because that's where I remember him from, the Bully Zone. But on the line with us right now, Von Richter. Real quick, Lance, say hi to Von Richter.
How's it going, Von Richter? How's your night going?
I'm doing good, Lance. Doing really good right now.
Dude, I got to tell you, man, we had Loverboy Leo on here, and he was pretty, what's the word we're looking for here, Lance? Passionate, would you say, or about this big show coming up?
Oh, yeah, he was definitely fired up. I'm excited to be back in Orange County in the SoCal area to come wrestle. And I would like to hear the same from you. You know, we want to know about how you're feeling heading into this program. I don't think we've met
man.
Yet personally, but I'm very excited from the footage I've seen.
Yeah, and real quick, I got to tell you, you know, before you get into it, you know, because Lance and I have been working for you. I've been working for UWC for quite a while, and Lance is just starting to get into it with us. He's first of all, Lance came down to check out the last show, and the people called. This is what I'm pretty sure you guys go through out there up north every once in a while. They 8 o'clock in the morning, my phone rings, bro. They stole the ring from Tony. We don't have a ring. We're gonna have to cancel the show. I'm like, dude, I sold 80 tickets to this show. There is no way. So we called somebody at the last minute. The dude didn't have a crew, so they came down, and Lance, who was coming just to check out the show and and help us out behind the scenes had to help put up the ring. I had to help put up the ring, you know, and all that. So you never know what's going to happen. And that's why I brought Lance in with me and all that, because, you know, he's like, bro, I'm here. Let me help or whatever. And we all got together and made sure that that show happened. So talking about that, and we'll get into it. We'll talk about, you know, training out there up north and all that. But that's what we were talking about a lot with Loverboy Leo, too. You guys are up north, you know. I don't really know how long you've been in the business, but just the passion to say, yeah, bro, we want to come down. We want to show you what we got, you know, get it out there, because the people are going to see us and they're going to be like, bro, these guys got something. Let's bring them back or whatever. I mean, that's what we're talking about, right, Von Richter?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, talk a little bit about that, because dude, for some reason, I thought you guys were coming from Knox Pro. Don't ask me when, because we're talking to Juicy for now or whatever. But he told me, are you training at Oasis at Oasis too?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm training there right now.
Well, tell us a little bit about Juicy's that. How long you been there?
I've been here, like, when we first started the business, like, I was here helping them open the business up. We're here putting the work, building it from the ground up.
Yeah.
But no, I've known Juicy for quite a while now, and I've been with this, in this business for over 7 years.
Okay.
And I just love this.
And now, have you been out here to SoCal before and worked, or will this be your first time?
No, it wouldn't be my first time. I've been in SoCal for a couple shows out there before.
Who did you work for out here?
I worked for three different promotions out there. I worked for VWE, ran by Louis Solo.
Yes.
VXS, when they're over here from the East Coast, I've worked there. And I also worked Los Luchas.
Okay.
Los Luchas. I've worked for them too.
Now, how did you – okay, because you must have met Little Cholo or whatever. This is post the Lucha shows and stuff like that. So, because I've known Little Cholo since he was 14 years old or whatever. So how did he find you, or did he see you wrestle and say, hey, bro, I think I want to bring you out for VWE, or how did all that come about?
No, I just rode down to LA with Juicy, and he asked if I wanted to work, if I got my gear. I had my gear with me, and I worked the little opening match for them.
Oh, dude, see, that goes to show, man. You always got to bring your gear, because you never know what's going to happen or whatever. And it just, yeah, man, it evolved from there. Well, real quick, I want to get into talking a little bit about, you know, that, and talking about being in the business and stuff like that. So, Lance, back then when Little Cholo was 14 years old, and then, of course, Martin's son, who is now Silver Tiger, as we know him, they were both 14 years old, and we did a tour, that same tour that I was telling you about, where the Nevas got beat up, and I actually refereed one of their matches. But back then, and I'm going to go over Von Richter with this now or whatever, because back then we're talking, I'm going to say maybe 1998, early 2000s, I can't remember for sure. But back then, working for WPW was like a family. You know, we all, Martin had a big 12-passenger van. We all used to pack that thing, and we'd go all over Santa Barbara, you know, San Bernardino. I mean, I think we actually went up north a couple of times way back then, because he was bringing all these Lucha guys. But we'd come back, and we'd wrestle, and then after the show, we'd go to Martin's house, and his wife would make, you know, dinner for all of us, and we just – it was like a family. You know what I mean? We'd kick back and talk, and I would have – so I don't want to say the wrestling was secondary, because it definitely wasn't. But it was just so much fun to be with the guys, man, and wrestle and have a good time and talk, and everybody wasn't killing each other because I want to be better than this guy and I want to get more publicity than this guy. We were all working for the same thing, you know, to get our names out there and get stuff. You know, my big thing was I wanted to wrestle the Lucha guys when they brought them in from AAA or whatever. So, Von Richter, you being in the business like that, tell me about that. Is it changed now because you got all this social media and stuff like that, or do you still feel that family atmosphere? With like Juice, you say, hey, bro, come on down with me or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How it is? Well, I started in 2013 training out in Pacifica.
Right.
I started out there. Then I took, after that year kind of ended, I kind of took a little break just to evaluate, like, you know, is this really what I want to do? Took a little hiatus, and I got back in 2015. And then I just been in it since then. But how it is now, like, I was never the social media guy, but after getting into the business and how it is now, I'm pretty much constantly active on social media.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's the only way you can make connections now is by reaching out and, like, just sending clips of your matches.
Yeah, and that's the way it used to be back in the day, like with Superboy. And then when he went out to Michinoku Pro, and I was like, dude, I want to get out there so bad. He's like, well, give me a VHS tape, and I'll take it with me next. And I was like, what? But he did, you know, he did that for Christopher Daniels. And they liked him. They liked his stuff. And then that's how they ended up being Curry Man or whatever. I mean, that's how it was back in the day, you know. So now with the social – well, I got to tell you, dude, when I knew who Juicy Finau was, and I saw some clips and stuff. But then when he was on MLW and I got to see him, you know, on a weekly basis, I'm like, dude, this guy's got something here. He's a big dude, but that dude can move. You know what I mean? So it just It just goes to show, regardless of whatever, you know, that it's going to happen. So real quick for the people listening to us, you're here, you're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. And we're talking to Von Richter. Big show coming up. It's UWC Presents Step Up. It's Sunday, August 27th, which is not this Sunday, but next Sunday. Doors open at 2:30. First match is at 3. It's going to be right back at the Metroflex Sports Complex in the city of Hawaiian Gardens. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the latest information. If you want to buy tickets, you know, I'm not up into the Venmos and all that, but you just hit that QR code or whatever it's called, and you can get your tickets right there if you want to. You know, Von Richter's going to be taking on Loverboy Leo, and he was on here, and he's like, bro, I know that I got to wrestle him or whatever, but this is my time to shine. He goes, so I'm going to put it on him. It's going to be on at this show. So, Vaughn, this is your chance now, man. Tell us about how that match is going to go.
Oh, I've seen Loverboy Leo work before. I got him down, though. I'm not worried about him. But sure. I'm ready to give it my all against him out there. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But we're happy to have you come down, man, because it's generated, it's helped us in a way that it's generated something different. You know, I was telling Manny, get the flyer. He goes, bro, I got to get these guys on the flyer. I want the people to see their faces and know, hey, man, we're stepping up our game. We're bringing these guys. We're bringing you something different. You know, you're so used to seeing this SoCal guy, but we're bringing these guys in, and they're hungry or whatever. So it just added that much more to our show. You understand what I'm saying, Von Richter? We're all trying to get to the promised land. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, real quick.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Go ahead. Let me just – I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Let me reset right here real quick. Are you able to hang with us for a little while, Von Richter? Because we got to do the news. Can you hang for a little while?
Yeah.
You got to go.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, you know what? Let me take a quick break to reset, and then we'll be right back. We'll do the news, and Von Richter's going to hang with us for a little while. So hang on, everybody.
Sounds drive.
All right, everybody, back here live at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. I got my man Lance with me, no Sonya today, and we got Von Richter on the line. Big show coming up. Don't forget, this show's huge, man. It was the last show that we did was huge, but for some reason, this is generating. And Lance, as you know, Manny and I go back and forth, but he's like, dude, this is what I want to do. And by the time showtime comes, that place is packed. Because everybody has kids, they want to see the wrestling, and now he just added one more element to this by bringing in Loverboy Leo against Von Richter, so you definitely have to come and check out this show. But real quick, before we get to the news, you know, Von Richter, let me, I know you're not too familiar with the show, but I get a lot of slack on here because I hate the WWE. I hate what it's become, and now I can't stand AEW. They just literally turned it into another circus. There was only 4 matches in a 2-hour show yesterday, and they're showing MJF and them going to Outback Steakhouse and stuff like that. And then somebody called me on it. They sent me an email and said, hey, man, if WWE called you tomorrow and said, hey, man, we got a spot open for a manager, we'd really like to bring you down and we'll start you off at $400,000 a year and whatever. Would you take it? I'm like, hell yeah, I'll be on the next plane to Stanford. So even though I talked that, I mean, that's the end all be. That's where everybody wants to be. You know what I'm saying? So what about that for you, Von Richter? You know, paying your dues, man, doing these shows, you know, driving all the way down from up north so you could do this show for us and stuff like that. What's the end of? They said, okay, you can choose wherever you want to go, or this is what you want to do, or whatever. What would it be?
Ooh,
like something like New Japan,
see,
or
I
are you
like
shooting for the top.
See, I wouldn't mind going to Japan. Japan is on one of my like to go places list. That is one of my to go places list is Japan. But I love to travel, so I love doing this. Like I love this business. I love to travel to new different places, be able to put my performance on at any other place I could get the opportunity to.
Yeah, and it depends on who you go with, Lance. You know what I mean? If you're taking a 4-hour road trip. You know, like I took a 4-hour road trip with somebody, and it seemed like it was only like an hour drive because we were talking so much or whatever. But, okay, let's take an example. I mean, I'll take it. For me, a 6 to 8 hour car ride is a long time. But if you're in the car with Ric Flair, I mean, that dude's got stories for days. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, dude, so that would be my choice. If I had to take an 8-hour car ride, I would want to ride with Ric Flair because you know that dude has stories. What about you, Lance?
Man, you want to give me a car ride? It could be any amount of time, but you know me coming from, I like more the psychology of wrestling. I like to know more about, you know, behind the stage and whatnot. Paul Heyman, baby. Put me on him.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear more about his stories with Brock, his stories with Roman, stories with me even one day. You know, just give me a piece of the experience so I can take it and apply it to myself. But yeah, that would definitely be my go-to, no hesitation.
That'd be a hell of a car ride. You'd probably be hitting up a few Burger Kings on the way up or whatever because he could do some damage. But what about our guest, Von Richter? What about you? An eight-hour car ride. You can choose anybody you want. Who would you choose?
Ooh, that is a tough one. If I had to choose.
And we make it harder because it could be living. It could be someone who's not living. It could be someone you know, someone you don't know. So we cast them that wide.
Yeah, that's the hard part is picking someone because there's so many people I wouldn't mind going on a road trip with just to pick their brains and hear the stories. But if I had to choose anyone, like, of now, it'd probably be – I'd probably go with Jericho because I know he spent some time in Japan, and I would love to hear his stories from out there.
Yeah, and he – that dude paid his dues. You know, there's a place out here called All Nations, and Antonio used to run it, and it was all lucha. It was all Spanish. You know, hardly there was very few people who spoke English that worked on that car because that's all there was out here was luchas. So Superboy actually told Jericho, dude, come and work over here, bro, and we'll get to – and he – it was – I think I put it out there, Lance. It was Jericho and Superboy against Capitan Oro and Crazy Boy or something like that. So that dude paid – that dude's worked at the Zacatecano in Compton or whatever, so that dude's paid some dues, so I can only imagine the stories that he has. But anyways, Lance, go ahead. You got some news for us, my man?
Oh, yeah. Got some great news, ladies and gentlemen. Have you seen AEW recently? Right?
I'm sorry,
you watch
did
the
we
program?
See what?
I said you watch AEW, right? Probably that's a little two-step
unfortunately,
of Shazam right there.
Unfortunately, yes, I did.
Okay, so it was honestly like a year or two ago. WWE had a little gimmick where they were cross-promoting.
Yes.
I forgot what it was, but it was something with zombies going on. So it was obviously a far departure from wrestling. It was definitely to promote a product. And you have people like Chris Jericho saying, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Way to take back wrestling. Way to throw the curtain. He was on his Jim Cornette vibe that night. He was like, I can't believe these slops bring in this sludge. But then I find out there's a Texas Chainsaw Massacre match. And I just want to know you guys' general opinions on that. Do you think that was a good move? Do you think that was a little move to the back? Or do you think it doesn't matter because they got paid for the promotional time?
Yeah, well, let's start with our guest. What do you think about that, Von Richter?
The Texas Chainsaw Mask where they had him cut, where they had the mask, the killer come out. I popped for that because I love the Texas Chainsaw series. I popped for that.
Well, that part was good. That part was good, but then when they started out, they were back and they put the red lights on. Nobody could see. They didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
It was Fuster Cluck Central. But, dude, when they had Leatherface, the wrestler back in the day, when he used to come through, you know, the Japanese audience with that chainsaw that shoots sparks or whatever, I thought that was cool, too. I'm like, dude, that is – and he, yeah. you know, hit that thing when he go up in the stands and people would just be parting ways or whatever. That was pretty cool. So it was pretty cool when he came out, you know, with the chainsaw or whatever in that match, but they just couldn't see it. And, you know, they finally had to take it to the ring, and it kind of got kind of Fuster Clucky because everybody came out, you know, and started fighting
yeah.
or whatever. If they would have maybe left it those two guys – maybe it would have been a little bit better. Lance, you think, if it was just them two, Hardy and Jarrett?
Yeah, I mean, when you start adding more people, it's harder to keep focus on, do I look at this side of the ring? Do I look at this side of the ring? And there's sometimes when there's too much action, it can be too much of a bad thing.
Yeah, too much going on. Well, let's put it this way. Let me ask you a question, okay? Because I had somebody on the podcast before that said, you know, they're doing too much in AEW. You don't even have time to, and like, they brought out Joe, and then the next week they brought out Andrade, and then he goes, so you don't even have time to enjoy them bringing these guys without them bringing somebody else. And what I feel, and we'll take it around the horn, Lance, because we're big on this. It seems like, okay, they had Wednesday Dynamite, whatever, and it was slamming. Everybody's like, all right, cool. And then they said, okay, we're going to start having Collision or whatever it is on Friday or whatever. Okay, cool. So now they have Friday. But then it seems like now they just completely overlooked that and have the big Saturday show now. So it seems like the Friday show is like just like an afterthought. The big show's Wednesday, and they completely over – we didn't even have time to enjoy the Friday show till now they have the Saturday show. So now it seems like it's just way too much, and Friday is just like a little something that they're – putting out there every now and again. Now we'll take it to our guest, Von Richter. You agree, or you think? I think it's too much. I think they might even just go ahead and get rid of that Friday show.
I mean, you can never get too much of wrestling. Like, you got, because you also think about this. You also have WWE running on Monday, Wednesday with NXT, and then Friday Night SmackDown. Like, you really can't get enough of it. You know?
Yeah. That's true. It just seems like they're kind of overlooking. Lance, am I tripping or what? It seems like they're kind of overlooking the Friday show now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the way to put it is AEW likes to talk so much about how they're different from WWE and how they stand apart, but they still have the three show schedule. And that was something that WWE fans are not too much of a fan of, because not only did you have SmackDown, Raw, NXT, but then you have Saturday Night Main Event, then you have the other one, and you know, it all compiles, and yes, there's nothing wrong with too much wrestling, but at the same time, when there's too much wrestling, who do you keep your eyes on? You can only watch 24 hours of wrestling a day. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And it's very easy to get caught behind when you have the main show on Monday or the main show on Wednesday, and then you have the CM Punk show on Saturday, you know, and you got to make sure your stories add up. You got to make sure you're watching this, watching that. And if you fall behind on the episode, which, trust me, for me, you got to start catching up, you know what I mean? And wrestling doesn't stop for no man. So it's a good thing,
especially,
and it's a bad thing. It depends on how much free time you have to enjoy the products.
And especially if you're doing a podcast and you want to keep up to date on everything or whatever, there's a lot to watch. But I got to tell you, man, I'm watching Impact now more, because now they're starting to cross-promote and bring in some of the guys from New Japan, which I will definitely watch or whatever. And that's what, like with AEW. I got that last pay-per-view where they brought – the guys from New Japan, because that's what I want to see, you know. And now Impact has got one this Sunday, and when they're cross promoting and bringing the guys from New Japan, and that's what I'm talking about. I will pay my hard earned money to see that, you know. Real quick, for our guest Von Richter, I'll leave you with this, okay? I'm a old man, okay. It takes a lot to get me out of the house. It takes me a lot to go pay money to go see a show or whatever. So, Jimmy's World Order is a little shop out here that has guys all the time. They've had everybody. But when Zack Sabre Jr. came down, they brought him, I believe it was on a Friday, and I work a full-time job and all that. And I said, dude, I am going to work. I was supposed to work half day. I ended up working all day. But I came home, I changed, and I sat in traffic. And Jimmy didn't make me wait in line, which was cool. Thank you, Jimmy, from Jimmy's World Order. He brought me right in. But that was one person who I took out of my day and made a concerted effort to go see, because I think Zack Sabre Jr. is a bad dude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's put it this way. And I hate to say this because, you know, Inoki Dojo does those shows. They were doing them at the soccer field, and they brought Carlitos and they brought Alberto Del Rio. And so they're out there at the beginning, and they're doing their, you know, pictures and stuff like that. So my nephew, who was, I think, 10 at the time, we walked up to Carlitos, and I said, hey, man, how much for a picture? And he goes, $10. I said, oh, cool, man. So I paid the $10. I let my nephew take a picture, and we talked for a little bit. So then we go to Alberto Del Rio's line. And I says, hey, man, how much for a picture? You know, my nephew wants to take a picture. He goes, oh, it's $25 or whatever. And my nephew goes, $25? And he turned around and he walked away. So I'm standing there looking face-to-face with Alberto Del Rio. And he's looking at, you know, kids that just walked off. But anyways, that's one person who I took that made a concerted effort to go see in person, Zack Sabre Jr. And we talked to, he gave me some time and we talked about Samoa Joe. Really nice guy. We had just seen him at New Japan Wrestle. I think he's awesome. So we'll go to our guest, Von Richter. Is there anybody right now that you would actually pay money or wait in line to see if they came to town?
Ooh. Paid money or wait in line.
Let's put it this way. When we went to WrestleCon, Manny bought a booth at WrestleCon, and everybody was there, dude. The line for Sasha Banks was all the way around the corner. Ric Flair, of course, two-hour wait if you wanted to get in line. Bret Hart. I wouldn't wait in line for any of them. I love Ric Flair, but I ain't standing in line for 2.5 hours. You know what I'm saying? Let me let that marinate with Von Richter real quick. We'll go to Lance while he...
Oh, no,
that over. What
I
about,
got it. I got it.
You
got
to go ahead.
Yeah, if I had a wait in line, it's got to be one of my favorite heroes, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I would wait in line just to meet him and then probably see if I could get a drink of beer with him.
Yeah. I'll give you a story about him real quick, but we'll go to Lance real quick. What about Lance, what about yourself, man?
You've asked me this question, I think it was like a couple months ago, but the answer, unfortunately, has not changed. Yeah, we went around the horn and we were talking about it. I was around WrestleMania week because you were doing your thing. I was doing my thing. I was talking about how I wanted to see Rey Mysterio and stuff and blah, blah, blah. But if I had to choose somebody to wait in line, if I had to, there's one person, it would be your Universal Champion, the one, the only, 1,772 days reigning, your champ, Roman Reigns, baby. That name never changing. We're living in history right now. And to be able, I would wait as long as it takes to go see that man, to go acknowledge him.
Yeah. You know, people talk a lot of stuff, but when they see him in person, like, oh, dude, there he is, you know, or whatever. So, you know, you could say with the same thing with Cena. People talk a lot of stuff, but, man, you see that dude in person, oh, dude, there he is, you know. You turn into Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch real quick. But, real quick, before we get out of here, because as our friend Von Richter, who will be here, he will be here Sunday, August 27th, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, and he'll be taking on Loverboy Leo at the big show coming up at Metroplex. Don't forget, if you want to check it out, get some tickets at UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com and get all the information up there. Manny and I worked for a company called Staff Pro. It was a security company, and they had the forum under contract. So it took me forever, you know, to pay my dues, working outside, watching cars, and get inside. And then I ended up becoming a supervisor. Luckily, you know, things fell into place. One of the guys moved to Michigan, so they made me the supervisor. So WCW was in town. And I'm a supervisor now. I set my guys. I can go wherever I want. So I was – want to talk about Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch? Dude, that was me or whatever. So Stone Cold Steve Austin, who was Steve – Stunning Steve or whatever in WCW, was wrestling he was wrestling Dustin Rhodes for WCW. So I'm at the curtain. They go out, they're wrestling. Blah, blah. I'm not really paying attention because I got stuff going on. So they come back through the curtain, and Dustin Rhodes is a bloody mess. And I'm like, dude, I didn't know they were having a death match or whatever. So Steve comes through the curtain, and Dustin's like, what the fuck is, what is wrong with you? You know, and I'm looking like, and it's just me. There's a couple guys back there, Crockett and them, and boom, they start going at it, dude. They start swinging, and I'm scared to death, dude. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, what, hey, man, what's going on? Hey, guys, stop or whatever. So Crockett comes out of the office. He had Ron Simmons in there, and he goes, break it up right now. He goes, God damn it. He goes, you go over there and go get stitched up right now. He goes, Steve, you go in my office right now. And he took him in and slammed the door. So they had a real shoot like fight or whatever, and it's just me.
Oh shit!
And there was no way I was getting in between those two dudes or whatever. So they actually had a real fight backstage or whatever. So that was my first interaction with Steve Austin or whatever when he was stunning Steve or whatever in WCW. But man, I've listened to Steve's podcast and I thought it was awesome. Even before the Broken Skull Ranch, he had a podcast or whatever. It was really cool. And just like Ric Flair, and that just got stories for days, bro. So I could totally see that. But Von Richter, a million thank yous for coming on, man. We're definitely looking forward to getting you guys down here and so you could see what we're all about. Manny and I go at it all the time because I try to keep him on budget and he's all about the workers, man. He wants to make sure that place is packed. He wants to make sure that it's going to be a good show and that the people get their money's worth and all that. So bringing you guys down just adds another element. I got to be honest, though, Loverboy Leah was coming on here. He was talking a good game, my man, so we're looking forward to Von Richter, you know, showing him what's up on this big match. So real quick, for the people that are listening to us, Von Richter, you got some social media or whatever so that people can follow you?
Yeah, I got my Twitter, now it's called X.
I'm
going to call it what it is. Yeah, my ex.
Yeah, it sounds really right. Bad now.
My handle is Victor Von Richt with the one at the end. R-I-C-H-T, one at the end for that one.
And now he can say all my exes live in Texas. Hey, man, we got to keep
exactly.
Big time. Well, we definitely look forward to you coming down, man, for sure. You know, we appreciate both you guys coming on. And like I said, it adds another element. I think this show is going to be huge. The last show we had did really well, but people are psyched about this show because it's like, bro, you got to come down, check it out. It's a whole show with all the pyro and all that stuff that they do. Definitely got to come check it out. And Loverboy Leo versus Von Richter just adds another element to it. So we definitely look forward to you coming down. And we'll see you when you get here. All right, my man?
Yes, sir.
All right, everybody.
Yes, sir. Can't wait to be down there.
Yeah, make sure you check them out, man. These guys, they're hungry, dude. They're going to come and put on a show, so we definitely look forward to it. Von Richter, a million thank yous for coming on. We'll be right back after this. Hang on, everybody.
Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memories. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
That's, for some reason, I think that's so funny, because my other one, that's the baby laughing, Lance, but then I have this one, which I've had on here forever, and everybody goes, dude, get rid of that. This one here.
No, that's definitely two different vibes. I love it. You got the baby crying and you got the baby laughing, you know.
It's like a smile now, cry later or whatever. What about this one? This is supposed to be Impact right here. It just sounds like somebody shut the door. Anyways,
yeah, it sounds like my neck snapping under a plastic table.
Yeah, it sounds like when you go through a table and you're like, and you're done. But, hey, man, you know, I got to tell you, first of all, I'm dying over here because usually when I set up, I put the fan. And I'm like, well, it's starting to cool down a little bit or whatever. Maybe I don't need the fan. Yeah, bad idea. I need that fan full blast. But You know, Les, I got to tell you, man, you know, it now that I had, you know, Loverboy Leo and Von Richter on or whatever, it's pretty cool to add another element, you know, so the people who are going to go, because you got your fans that are like, they've been to the show, they saw it was a huge, you know, show that had stuff different, and they want to come down and check it out because it's a happening. But then you have the for lack of a better term, like the hardcore wrestling fan that's coming to see, hey, man, who's going to win between AJ and Guerrero Nuclear? But then we add these guys. It's like, bro, I got to come check these guys out. You know, they're coming all the way from up north. They got to be, you know, hungry or whatever. So I think it kind of adds to what we're talking about. Would you agree, my friend?
Yes, sir. Whether it's talent you've seen on the locals or whether it's someone new, people are here to watch wrestling. And these two guys from Oasis Pro, they're going to give us something we haven't seen before. That's all I can really say, because it's the truth. I don't know what it is going to be, but it's going to be something new. And I think that's going to be the real treat for the fans.
You know, I agree 100%, man. You know, and we talk about this a lot. Manny and I go back and forth a lot, you know, because I try to keep them on budget. And, you know, I'm more like, for the wrestlers, you know, hey, man, let's make sure this guy gets this. And then he's like, bro, but we got to make it a show. Well, I'll tell you one person who's definitely benefited from the show is Santana. You know, Santana Jackson was like, well, hey, man, I appreciate you putting me on the pyro and all that. My ring entrance was really cool. People liked it. You know, I'm a belt holder now. And all that added to what I got going on. So now he's out in Atlantic City doing the Michael, not that we were, you know, I mean, we were a very small part of it, but still, you know, he talking about putting the time in, he did. And now he's reaping the benefits. Dude, he's doing the show out there in Atlantic City. He's been in Philadelphia, and I'm pretty sure they're going to keep him. You know, they're going to be like, bro, you know, you got a gig out here or whatever. So that's what we're talking about. You know, you get your stuff out there and people see you, and it's going to lead to something else. This is what we're trying to tell you guys out there. So, right, Lance?
And
I mean,
just to reiterate.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, of course. I was going to say, just to reiterate, when we brought Santana onto UWC, we didn't say, hey, come on to the show and you'll be in Atlantic City and you'll be making this and that moves, because to be honest, we couldn't guarantee that. All we can guarantee is that we have a platform for you where you can be seen, where you can elevate your game, and it's up to you where the cards land, because you guys are independent contracted wrestlers, right? We're giving you a platform to use your independent contract status to go over, to get yourself over. And that's exactly what Santana did. He maximized that. And that's what I like to see for more wrestlers out here, especially if you happen to be listening tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It just really makes a big difference. And, you know, I don't know about you, Lance, but, dude, you know, my career's over. Dude, I've done everything there is to do, and, you know, and the injuries and all that. And, you know, I work a full-time job. You know, I'm about ready to retire in a few more years or whatever. So I don't have to do this. I don't. And it's going to be difficult because, you know, they're picking up the pace at where I work. But I do it for these guys. You know, I'm like, hey, Mo, I think you got something here. Let's do this. Let's put you with this guy. And you know, so you could shine or whatever. And then when I get guff, it's like, dude, you know what? You're on your own. I mean, and that's been going on for a while. I mean, with like dudes like Hector Canales and stuff like that, I saw something in them and they totally blew me off, which is cool, man. Hey, no beef. It's just, you know, you think you know what's good for you. Cool, man. But, you know, if I see something, I'm going to say, hey, bro, do this. This might help you or whatever. You know, I'm not going to give you bad advice or whatever. It's just that I've been there and I've seen what the people like or whatever. So that's always, hey, if you don't want to come and get your name out there, whatever, that's on you. But you what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. That's why we have this show and a platform for the people to get their stuff out there or whatever, because that's what it's all about. Right, Lance?
Yes, sir. And I will never stop giving you your flowers, because you were there for me from day one. When I first started my whole career 5 years ago, you're the guy that was telling people, hey, go upstairs into this room. There's these guys, bullies, on. They want to interview you. Do you remember that? You were helping me out on my very first show. And since then, I followed you by your side. Yes, sir, at the Palace of Malice. And you've never led me astray. You've never put me in a position that didn't benefit me, whether it was short-term or long-term. I've seen the results. And that's why, to this day, I still ride with you. And this has been the most fun week of podcasting, because I got to talk to you not only today, but on Tuesday as well. You know, this is the land of opportunities here, and I'm here to jump on every opportunity possible.
Tuesday I got to sit in, and it was just funny. I mean, we just had fun or whatever, talking about, you know, the old days and stuff like that. And it was just really fun. And I enjoy it. And that's what I'm talking about too, Lance. Back when I worked at WPW and places like that, I've worked for a lot of companies, dude, a lot. And there's a lot of them that I liked and a lot of them that's just like, okay, it's business. But that company, WPW, that was like family, bro. I mean, they really treated me like family. I mean, I was over at Martin's house a lot, dude. His wife would make food and we would all just kick back and have a good time, man. Just everybody was trying to help each other make it, you know, like Martin would say, hey bro, you should do this gimmick, this is going to get you here or whatever, and just it was really, really a family atmosphere, and they really took care of me or whatever. And I was, dude, I would never bite the hand that fed me. If Martin would say, hey bro, we didn't get this much of a crowd, I'm, dude, don't even worry about it, I can only pay you this much, dude, don't worry about it. When you bring this guy or you bring this guy, let me wrestle against him. If you don't like it, no problem or whatever. So he put me up against like the headhunters and, I remember Super Astro, Pirata Morgan, people like that, you know, and Brazo de Plata, Super Porky, you know, with people like that. And I was like, dude, that's all I was asking for, you know, and that got me to TJ. I wrestled, I put it up not too long ago. I might have to put it up again. It was myself, Perro Russo, and Bronx Bomber against Tinieblas Senior, Brazo de Plata, and Vampiro. And I wouldn't have got that without that exposure. You know what I mean? So that's all I was looking for, dude. I wasn't looking for $100,000. I worked a full-time job or whatever, but that meant more to me than what. And when I saw Vampiro at the Lucha Expo for On the Mat, and again, Kevin Kleinrock, one of the nicest guys in the business, I proved, dude, if you can bring yourself out here, no problem. You can interview anybody you want. And I ran into Vampiro and we talked and it was like, you know, really, really good. It really, you know, makes a difference. So that's what we're trying to do here. And Lance, when I needed somebody, you know, because these wrestlers get out of hand, I'm like, let me call Lance. Can you handle this for me while I go to Starbucks? And yeah, no problem. You even did some over at when they had the NutriShop over there in Long Beach. That was right there by the Burger King. He came and sat in for me and did the show there and stuff like that. And then it just leads, it keeps you in the business, gives you that experience and keeps rolling. And now we're here. Now we're here at UWC talking to Von Richter and Loverboy and them. So I appreciate it, Lance. I think we're kind of on the same page as far as like the business. Hey man, we're just trying to help you guys get your exposure out there. If I can get my stuff out there, cool. Right.
Yes, sir. This is something I've always said since I started the business. Well, no, I didn't start the business. Obviously, let me backtrack. But before, when I first got into the business, I would always tell people, I'm not looking for a handout. I'm just looking for a hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Help me get to the next level. Don't take me to the next level. I don't want to jump on no one's coattails. I don't want to piggyback off anybody's success. I just want some tools so that way I can do it myself. I can pay it forward to the next generation. You know, I love sitting under the learning tree, whether it's you or any other people that I've looked up to and helped me out in my career, mold me into the man I am today.
Yeah, you're always learning. Well, we need to before I can't do it anymore because it's getting close. But we need to do one big live broadcast, and I'll take everything because I got the easy up with the background tarps and all that stuff. And you know, we'll just do one big shebang, man, so we can make it, people can see what we're all about. So for the people listening, looking forward to the big show coming up. Lance and I will be back next Thursday. I don't know if Sonia will be back with us or whatever on that day, and we'll keep letting everybody, give them the more information on the big show coming up for United Wrestling Council. It's UWC Presents Step Up. It's Sunday, August 27th, right back at the Metroflex Sports Complex. You can go to UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all your information and tickets. I'm Mexican, dude. They'll throw us out of here so fast. I'm running up against the clock. I got about 6 minutes left. So, Lance, before we get out of here, any last words from you, my man?
No, I want to thank you guys again. I want to thank the listeners. You know, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here putting on a show. I want to wish Sonia well. I hope to talk to you next week. We still got some interesting news we were going to talk about this week, but we're going to hold off one more week so we can really deep dive into it. And for the people listening, make sure you get to UWC. It's not this Sunday, but next Sunday. Come on, we're going to be getting to business, okay? Doors open at 2:30, the first match at 3. Come see Tahashi and his pony rides. Come see Von Richter go at it. Come see your boys. Everybody's going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be a big happening. So we'll talk a little bit more about it next Thursday. I'll let everybody know how it is. So far, just on my own, I got 40 tickets sold. I mean, people are just like, they want to come back and check it out. So we're going to be packed. I'm telling you, it's going to be slamming. So, all right, Lance, I'll see you soon, my man. And then both of us will be right back here next Thursday. All right, my man?
Sounds good, boss man. Great talking to you.
All right, man. Let's get out of here. We'll see everybody.